Now it's time for our COVID-19 related check-in with Juneau City Manager Rory Watt. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
It's nice to have you here. I don't know if you can see through FaceTime here, but I have my camouflage face mask. I have it off while I'm doing the show, but it's standing by.
I like it. Everybody's got to do the best they can. Every little bit. Yeah, okay. Nice close-up.
A little too close.
Looks very comfortable, too.
All right. So what's on the update board for today?
We picked up another case today. So I don't have any details that are publicly available yet. Public health nurses are tracking that down. So this one and the one on Friday, evidence that we have risk in the community, and we've got an uptick in travel and uptick in activity. So we've got to be vigilant.
Okay, so one new case. What else is keeping you busy today?
Well, we did the budget last night, so the Assembly got through the budget. We were hard at it late, and they set the mill rate, the property tax rate, flat. No increase for this year. Funded a phase-in of child care, adopted a reduced capital plan, used CARES Act substantially to help fund the budget. And work through a bunch of weedy issues. So congrats to the Assembly for working through that tough task. And proponents of municipal services can rest easy that we're going to keep doing everything that we did last year, again this year, with the addition of child care.
Okay. I think Cheryl may have asked you a little bit about this yesterday, but coming through the long weekend as restrictions start to ease, what are you all hearing, you and your colleagues there at City Hall, about how that's going?
I think it's going well. I think people need reminding. I think it's a mixed message when businesses can open and there's more activity. It's hard to also understand that you need to double down. So I think we have to keep pushing the information and working on that hard. The big issue that's really looming is the travel quarantine mandate. We've had a lot of public comment in the last day, and the Assembly is going to be talking about that tonight because we have a proposal from one of the small cruise ship companies that wants to start operating. And the governor has reached out, and we're going to have a call with the governor tomorrow. So we'll get some information from the governor on where he's headed on travel quarantines.
Got it. So discussion tonight at the Assembly meeting, call with the governor tomorrow. When might we see a definitive change in some of those travel restrictions?
I'm guessing the governor's call tomorrow is to let us know what he's going to do tomorrow night. He's generally given a short timeline between notification and change. So the travel quarantine right now is set to expire on Tuesday. And the question percolating around Assembly members' minds is if we should do a local quarantine requirement, and if so, how would that be possible to implement? It's a pretty complicated issue, and I'll be interested in what the governor's approach is, and if it's a reduction in the requirement or a change, or if there are alternate measures that are allowed. I think there's a lot to talk about there.
And remind us right now about the travel quarantine here in Juneau. If you travel out of state and you come back, what should one do?
Anywhere out of state, you've got to get to your place of quarantine for 14 days, which is hard. That 14 days doesn't include going to the store or going to restaurants or going out in public. It really is a 14-day quarantine. And that's been very hard on people. And I know it's been hard for compliance. So that's a stiff requirement, but it's there for a purpose.
And what about intrastate travel? If we go to Hoonah for the weekend and we come back?
You're good to travel around the state. So there are some limitations that may be imposed in some of the smaller rural communities, but for the road system and on the marine highway system, you're good to travel around as an Alaskan.
All right. It sounds, you mentioned earlier that you've been receiving a lot of public comment on the possible change of the travel quarantine. Are people advocating for the quarantine to go away or to be extended?
Oh, to be extended. I would say it's, I think virtually 100% of the public comment is go slow, extend, something on that variation. That's the entirety of the public comment.
Got it. And if somebody else would like to weigh in and comment, can they join tonight's assembly meeting?
Tonight's assembly meeting, I believe, let me find my agenda here. You can certainly join in, and we do have public participation on non-agenda items, so there is public participation. It's we're on Zoom and on Facebook, so however you like to follow us.
Got it. And what time does tonight start?
6 p.m.
All right. And remind us the email if we want to send in public comment.
BoroughAssembly@juno.org, all one word, BoroughAssembly@juno.org.
Okay. I think that's about all that we need to talk about today, unless there's something else you'd like to share.
No, we've got a few other topics on tonight about cloth face masks on the buses and appropriating the CARES grant, but I think those are the big topics. And then Monday, we're going to have a committee of the whole. And the big topic is the future of sheltering, unsheltered housing in Juneau. So, you know, we go from the budget to the next difficult thing to the next difficult thing. That's our fate right now.
Got it. I just thought of one more question, or at least let's go over it one last time. The importance of testing and the availability of testing here in Juneau. We've talked about it before, but if somebody has symptoms, to go and contact their primary care provider. If they don't have a care provider, will you remind us the hotline they can call?
586-6000. Pretty much any symptoms will get you a test. Bartlett has been doing non-elective procedures, so quite a few people have been getting tests as a requirement of getting those procedures. But you can always call 586-6000 and talk to the nurses and get screened.
And last time I checked, it was a pretty quick turnaround. What is it these days?
It's a quick turnaround, so I think it varies day by day, but I think those results are coming back within 2 days, sometimes a little quicker, sometimes a little slower.
All right. We've been speaking with City Manager Rory Watt about COVID-19 related everything. Rory, thank you for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, just wash your hands and socially distance yourself, and you look good in your mask.
Thanks, Rory. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.